You know, I get to say these shiurim every week, and I learn the strangest things, which I've never really known before. Of all things, I've been researching a little bit about dogs today, because I stelle sich up on the pasuk v'chol bnei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shona. The truth is that this idea that the yechratz is a whole big shiloh, what it means, let's call it bark. That's what Rashbam, I think, says it means. That it means something like that. Rashi says it means sharpen his tongue. Don't know exactly what that means, but I'll call upon him. One might have expected that the dog would be yechratz l'shona to the Yidden as they were fleeing. So l'chol bnei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shona. In other words, what's happening is that the Egyptians, the Malach or the Mashkes, is going around and killing all the Bechorim, and by the Bnei Yisrael, not only is nobody killing them, the word is that even a Kelev, who by nature would normally bark at people who are strangers, even he was quiet. Now the Amkes of that is unbelievable, but let's just spell out exactly what I've been saying over here now. Like, the idea of killing the Bechoros, it seems to me, is that Rafutna talks about it, this idea of the Bechor basis. 2 Chof is 20 and Reish is 200, the twos. So the Bechor is the Avos Shnir. He's the second level of fatherhood. That's the parents. And then the Bechor, the firstborn son, is sort of stands between the parents and these younger children, and he educates them and he brings them up and so on, as the father would have wanted. So if you're killing out all the Bechorim, what does that mean? It means that you're depriving the Egyptians of a future. In other words, this was the end of Mitzrayim. Later on, he was still around a little while during the Bais Rishon. He was a powerful military force, but Lemaisa Zegven Gornish. Mitzrayim is finished now. Once the Bechorim were killed, there is really no future for Mitzrayim. Yidden, where you would have expected so many Yidden walking through the streets and carrying all the bizon, whatever it is, so they would get the dogs real excited. So no, Lo Yecheratz Kelev L'shoinoi. Now, I was brought up, we live in a society where dogs are looked upon very favorably. A man's best friend. But what I saw today in the Maral says the dog is absolutely terrible. And he's ra, and he has no milus at all. And the very thing that we, or at least I, have been brought up to admire dogs as man's best friend, the loyalty which the dog has to his master, which I thought always was a very admirable trait. So here I'm looking at Rav Hartman's Gur Arye. So he quotes over here, the very thing that I thought made the dog absolutely wonderful, namely that he's loyal to his master and protects him and so on. So the Maharal says like this, because he feels himself totally under the master. He recognizes his master as his real master. The rest of the world, even the animal world, is not under any person. The animal world is under the Ribbono Shel, and the Ribbono Shel made this world, and the animal world is somehow tachas the Ribbono Shel, whatever the tachas means. But by the dog, lekach oyev adonai b'yoseh mehakol, he loves his odon more than anything else. Because since he's not Nimshach after the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's so low that he's Nimshach after the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's not Nimshach after the Ribbono Shel Olam, so everybody has to have somebody, so therefore the dog has his master. So the loyalty which he displays to his master is not because he's got good middles and he's a loyal servant to his master, it's because he has nobody else. So just to share this with you, to see that even the apparently harmless ideas which circulate among the Goyim, they can be very, very, very wrong. Because the Rabbi Hartman over here makes a whole big zach. He's got maybe 25, 30 lines about this, about how low and how terrible the dogs are. And, that's just besides the point. But what is very much to the point is why does the Torah make a fuss of that? That the Chol B'nei Yisroel lo yechratz kelev l'shoinoi, l'me'ish v'ad behemo, l'man teidon, asher yafle Hashem bein Mitzrayim uvein Yisrael. That the idea is that you should know that the Torah is mafle, it makes differences. That's absolutely a complete cut, ki'ilu, between Mitzrayim and Bnei Yisrael, meaning, like I said before, that the Mitzrayim is being killed by a malach sent specially, the mashvas, to destroy them, and by Yidin and Zafilu, the Caleb is not Yecherat's L'Shoinai. So, let's trace a little bit about this Caleb over here. Like, what exactly is going on? Because there's a couple of Marals over here, which are mamish, like, unbelievable and so very, very Yesoidistic. I never realized how Yesoidistic this was. So, let's first go to the Rashi. That's in Mishpotem, Perek Chof Beis Posuk Lamed. That's the last posuk in chapter Chof Beis in Mishpotem. It says, "V'anshe kodesh tiyun li, uvosa basode treife loisei chelu, lakelef tashlichun oisei." The posuk says that if you have a bosa treife, meaning that either the animal died because it had a treife, or because it had a part of it cut off, and so that's like a treife thing, and it's not an avela, it's a treife. V'anshe kodesh tiyun li, uvosa basode treife loisei chelu. Now, normally, I don't know whether I would have attached so much importance to this idea of Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, that the Pasuk is makdim, this idea of being Anshe Kodesh, and therefore I don't let you eat treifa, and I'm telling you, since you can't eat it, so what should you do with it? You should throw it to the dog. Then you have in the A, you have the same or similar thing, the Gabba Nevela, Lo yisarch lu kol nevela, lagei asher b'shorecho tetneno, v'acholo, o mocho lo nachi. Ki am kodesh atel Hashem elokecho, lo yisvashel gedi b'chalev imoy. Again, you have this mention that you're an am kodesh. Now, that could either mean you're Yidden, and Yidden have a certain kedusha, and that kedusha would be offended by your eating either trefa or nevela. But I have a feeling that over here, this V'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li has a bigger mashmos, a much, much profounder mashmos than simply telling us that we are holy people. Kodeshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Lokech. Yeah, I think that it means more than that. And for that, I'm going to have to read these Rashi's and to look at the Gur Aryeh, what he says about them. So let's go Kseder. V'anshe kodesh tiyun li, im atem kedoshim upurushim mishikutzei nevelus treifas, hari atem sheli, vim lav einchem sheli. Now what does it mean that we are sheli of the Ribbono Shel Olam? See, like here in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to see that every word really carries an enormous mashmaus together with that word. What does it mean that we are sheli of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Well, I'm going to jump ahead of what I'm going to say because this is anyway familiar to you from the past couple of shiurim. I've been trying to stress the whole time that the way I understand what's happening by Yetzias Mitzrayim is something extremely, extremely, extremely profound. And that is that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it becomes Nisbara, the Chalukah of Esav and Yaakov in the womb of Rivka, and that there were Nilchomim al Nachalas Shnei Olamos, and Yaakov gets the Olam Haba, that the Jewish people belong to the Elyonim. They don't belong into this physical world except on sufferance, But really, this physical world belongs to Esav. I've talked in the past that that gives us to understand that a guy doesn't have to make a bracha when he eats something. We have to make a bracha because he has the right. Esav has the Salam Hazeh. But we are guests over here, so what rights do we have? So we only have a right. Also, Lehanus Salam Hazeh Belay Bracha. So that's what it is. And I think that we'll find that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, this was Nikva. In other words, I maintain that when it says over here, Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, you're mine, Rashi stresses. Hare Atem Shali, Vimlav Enchem Shali. Shali doesn't just mean that there's a special relationship between the Yidden and the Rebbeinu Shlalom. It means that we belong to the Elyonim. I've said in past Chiurim, later on, where it says about the, when the Rebbeinu Shlalom goes around with the Mashkes. Lo yiten ha-mashris lovoi el botechem lingov. So Rashi very interestingly says, not lo yiten reshus, but lo yiten yecholes. Maral points that out. He says, for reshus, you don't have to say it. I mean, that was why the blood was put there in the first place. So you don't have to say he didn't have reshus, but he didn't have yecholes. What does it mean he didn't have yecholes? So I mentioned that a number of times. The Pshat is that legabe the yidin, they are elyonim. Legabe these elyonim, there is no mashris. Just like by the dam, so they drank from the same glass, and he drank water, and he drank dam. Not the pshat is that by him it turned into this, and by him it turned into this. Legabe the yid, there is no dam. Dam is a makkah, and makkah is matim for the Egyptians. And legabe the elyonim, there is no dam. Legabe the elyonim, there is no chayshach. Many of the Shinim learned it means the Moshavas of the Egyptians. There they sat on their chairs and couldn't move because the Ayomish Chayshach, Abba Lechoyben Israel, Hoyoyoyben Moshavasam. There was no Chayshach. There was no Chayshach. Yitz Hashem, the Boyshan Giz Gesund, and we'll have a shir next week by B'Shalach with the Kriyas Yamsuf. We'll get back to this theme because I think it's such a Moirudika and Nairoistika theme. So let's go on with the Rashi and we'll see how all these things come together. It says, Ubosa Basode Trefe, right after Baiskein, wisdom, we don't have to learn why it says over here because it did our course of Vahive. Oh. So, it says, we have to learn the Rashi. Just 1 second, please. Oh, la kelev tashlichon oisai. Sagt Rashi, af hu ke kelev. In other words, Rashi is assuming, some Rashi's are going as af hagoi ke kelev. In other words, that what it means over here by trefel is really the same as we saw in Re'e by Nevela, that it says, oh, mocha lenochri, sell it to a goy. So Rashi starts off over here with the assumption that here it also means, like kelev tashlichon oisai means give it to a goy. Except he's like a kelev. The goy is like a kelev. Now what does that mean? I mean, since when is Rashi in the business of being mevaze the goy? I mean, we learn from the Torah how to deal with this issue of goyim. But where does Rashi come to tell us, or Rashi to learn pshat in the posuk, that the posuk is telling us that the goy is like a caliph? In a moment you'll see that the caliph is even better than the goy, Rashi says. But I think that in this context, that's what Rashi is saying. Because we're saying la kelev tashlichon oisai, and in a few moments we're going to see that that is noiveya from the fact that la yachatz kelev l'shaynoi as a reward. So we're talking about Klal Yisrael being identified over here as being from the Elyonim, and since it's being identified as being from the Elyonim, so Klap is somebody who's the Elyonim, so the Goyim are Kekelev. In other words, it fits into the context of the Pasuk over here. Afu Kekelev. Then Rashi goes on, O Eina Elo Kelev Rashmo, maybe it means a real Kelev, a real dog. Talmud Loime Benevela, Oy Mocha Elo Nachri. By the Nevela, later on in Re'e, we see it says, Amochal enoch. Now, Kal v'chaymeh l'treifah, Shemuteres b'chol anoch. So if you give the Nevela to a guy, you should certainly be able to give the treifah to a guy, because the treifah is lighter than Nevela. Nevela is metameh. A treifah is not metameh. So, Mimela, you should be able to give it to a guy. Im kein matan mat loymeh lakelef, so why give it to the dog? The lamb shakelef nichbat memeno. It teaches us that the kelef is more nichbat than the goy. In other words, giving it to the kelef is really much better than giving it to the goy. Why is that? Why is that? So on that we have to learn the Maral and the Guaryeh, and then we'll go on in the Rashi. We'll learn a couple of Rashis over here and a couple of Guaryehs to get our ideas together. So the Guaryeh says like this, Lamdecho sha'akelef mechubet mimeno, sha'are etzal nevelo ksev oy mocho lenochri, shuhu oyved avoyde zoro. First it mentions over there the ger, give it to the ger, so that has to be a ger toshav, otherwise a ger tzedek can't eat it. So it means the ger toshav. So then who's the nachri? So the nachri must be someone who's not a ger toshav. If he's not a ger toshav, that means that he's over by the zora. Ve'etzel ha'treifok sev la'keles tashvish v'nosoi. Ve'yodua ki ha'nevela goruha min ha'treifok. Ve'omru ha'toiro litten oysa le'nachri over by the zora. Ve'ha'treifok ha'yoysa mechubot. But the treifok, which is more mechubot, why is it more mechubot? Because it's not metame. La'kelef tashvish v'nosoi. So we're treating the treifok with more covet than we're treating the nevela. Why is the kelef more mechubot than the guy? Umasha kelef hu yoysa toiv min ha'oivet avay de zoro, ki ha'kelef nivro she'i efshe liyos toiv b'mina. A one day kelef is already a finished kelef. He is as perfect as he's supposed to be. Ki ha'kelef nivro she'i efshe liyos toiv b'mina. There can't be anything better b'mina than what he is. V'hu shleimus ha'briyo b'zeh ha'min. When you're talking about the min dog, so what's a sholem dik dog? Every dog. Every dog is a sholem dik god dog. The Lord came over there by the Zohar, but over there by the Zohar is not perfect. Sharayu Odom. Uvameshu Odom ena shlema sabriya. Raka oivdim Hashem. Who is the shlema sabriya among men? Those who serve the Rabbi Nishlalam. The Heim Imai. Ki aminim shem nimtsoim ba'olam, heim tzura sa'olam. All the minim are the tzura sa'olam. That's the way the world is supposed to be. Ve'ein echot mehem she'ein tzura sa'olam. Aval ha'oved avay de zoro eino tzura sa'olam. She'ar ha'yisroel hu tzura sa'odam she'em nikroim odam. Hu tzura sa'shal aylam, the yid. V'lom ha'tzura ha'oved avay de zoro ve'eino mitzura sa'olam. Teretz is because the nevela is more pochas, and therefore you give it to the nachri. But over here, you give it to the dog who's more mechubot. Why? Because even though we learned before this one where the Maral talks about that the dog is very lowly, and the Raman talks over there the Maral, that Enochanam is very lowly, of a Zayn Dig lowly, he's still the Tzuras Ha'olam. That is the way. And now we're getting to the Maral, which is mamish, it's just unbelievable. Maybe you want to put on Big Day Shabbos before you learn this Rashi and the Maral. It's unbelievable. But let's first see in Rashi what he's saying. The Limdecho HaKosov, and furthermore, the Posuk teaches us, the one which says that you're supposed to give it to the dog, Lakelev Tashlich Nasai, the Limdecho HaKosov, She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Shechar Kol Be'Ariyah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam does not withhold any reward from any creature. Even the lowly dog becomes rewarded for what he did. Shenema, ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yechatz kelev l'shoina. It says by Asim Boy that lechol b'nei Yisrael lo yechatz kelev l'shoina. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, tenu lo yischora. In other words, why do you give the trefer to the kelev? Number one, because the kelev is mechubet, more than the guy. So it's more than available. But number two, because the dog gets it as a reward. Now listen to this Guaryeh. It's unbelievable. V'limdecho she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach. Da, sagt der Heilige Maral, ki tam hadover, ki hakelef k'moy sh'amati lemailo, hu mitzuras ha'olam gam kein. The dog is also part of tzuras ha'olam. That means if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted dogs in his world, so every dog, just like every other animal, is tzuras ha'olam. That's the way the world is supposed to look. Now, it's true that for this or that reason, the dog is more pochas than all the other creatures, the Maral tells us later on. But that's not Mafria in the Yisoid that Sof Kol Sof he belongs to the Tzuras HaOlam. Now listen to this. Ob ich will shehu mit Tzuras HaOlam lekachoyu mit Stafem ela Metzius. So the dog belongs to the Metzius. That means the world is a Metzius. There is such a thing as a physical world, and that world contains dogs. So that dog is part of those units that are mashlem the metzius of the bria. Now listen to this: lekach lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi, and that is why lo yecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. Ki, listen carefully. Kashi yotzu mi mitzrayim, yotzu b'ma'alo shekol ha'nemtzoim nemshochim lo. The Yidden achieved a mala. They achieved a madrega, a standing, towards which the entire physical world, think of the universe, think of the galaxies, think of the expanding universe, whatever it is, I have no idea what any of these things really mean, but it's vast and enormous, and it's all working towards one thing. It's working towards one thing. And that is to become the ideal world which the Rebbeinu Shalom had in mind, b'shas the Bria. Ki kashiyotzu mimitzrayim, yotzu mimala, b'mala, shekol ha'nemtzoim nemshochem la. Oz, yotzu b'haskomas kol ha'metzius. So they went out, because since they at that moment attained the peak of what the Rebbeinu Shalom had in mind, they are the Elyonim, they are human beings who belong to the Elyonim. So they have attained that standing which the whole world would want to attain. And therefore, the whole world is interested in being a partner in this Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oz yotzu bas komas kol ha-metzius. The whole of the physical world was maskim in that moment when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, that they should indeed leave Mitzrayim. Lehoyrois ki yetzias Mitzrayim shleimus metzius tzuras ha-oilam bichlolai. Ki yetzias Mitzrayim is the shleimus metzius tzuras ha-oilam bichlolai. That's what I've been saying these past few weeks. That this is the Elyonim, this is the consummation, you might say, of the deal between Esav and Yaakov in the womb. That Yaakov gets the Olam Asa Elyonim, and when Yisroel finally leaves the Shibud of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim goes down the chute, Mitzrayim is the Bechorim are dying, and there's nothing going to be left of Mitzrayim. And here is Lo Yechatz Kelev L'Shoinoi, because the Kelev is part of a world, and the whole world is cheering. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted. Rabbi Shalom, when you think of the Meraglim after all this, you really feel like Tisha B'Av. I mean, what we gambled away by the Meraglim, it just boggles the mind. So again, let's read it. Oz Yotzu Bas Komas Kol HaMetzius. Lehoyros, ki yetzias Mitzrayim shleimus metzias tzuras ha'olam bichlolai. This is it. And now before I finish the Guaria over here, we should finish it, but I want to read to you here on the way, I want to read to you number 263 in Rav Hartman's Hagos. So where does it say 263? Oh, Os Yotzu Bas Komas Kol HaMetzius, Zogt Rav Hartman. Kmo Shemotzanu Legabe Yitziras Odom, when Odom was created, Shenimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Pamliyosai. The Rebbeinu Shel Chazal say Nase Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kitmoseinu. Why does it say it in the Loshon plural? It says it in the Loshon plural, Shenimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Pamliyosai Im Livro Yaseh Odom. The Rebbeinu Shel checked, should I make Odom or shouldn't I make Odom? Ubiyo Zois, Be'er HaGoyle, and the Maral explains this in the Be'er HaGoyle, Be'er HaRavi, which is on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in his edition, B'zeh HaLoshen. Ein HaKavona Cholilo Shehu Yizborach Tzorich Le'etzo U'lehamlocho Mibruav. It's not that the Rebbein Shem said to the angels, listen guys, should I make this order or not? I'm sort of in two minds about it. That's not what happened. Aber HaPirashu Shlo Yimtso Be'olam Hisnagdus Mishel Zeh. In other words, the Rebbein Shem had to be koveya that this interloper, that means the person from the Elyonim, who is going to be living among the Tachtoinim, that everybody should be masking to that. That there should be no hisnagdus. Basharotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Livro Es HaOdam. Afki Ho Yoroi Liyo Es Nivro HaOdam Mitzad HaPoel. As far as the Rebbein Shem is concerned, Avad Gewiss, the right thing was to create the Odom. Shu Hashem Yisborach. Im Hoyo Lo Hisnagdus Mitzad HaNemtzoem. Lo Hoyo Bibriyo Hazor Es Chibo Vekisho Im Pamal Yishon Malo. The whole Yisoid of a physical world, that was the Rebbein Shem's enormous chiddush when he created our physical world, that among all the olamas there would be one standout, a physical one. And we've talked about that in earlier shiurim, that that's the whole question over here. Can ultimately this physical world blend into the hemshach of all the olamas, one higher and holier than the other? B'zeh ma she'omru she'ein oise dovo ad she'nimlach b'pamal yoshal mala lios boi rotzoin ho'elyonim Shiloyir his nagdus olav. Hear what he's saying. He's saying that lo yechratz kelev l'shoina. You know what he's saying? It's unbelievable. He says that that thing, that lo yechratz kelev l'shoina, is the nimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'pamal yeshan malo. Just like it says, Naseh Odom b'tzalmenu kitmosenu. That means that at the moment of Priyas HaOdom, the Rebbein Shem said, I'm not going to do this Priyas HaOdom unless I'm Nimlach B'Pamal Yishli, meaning unless I've been Koveya that he fits perfectly into this context. That same thing is happening by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lo Yechratz Kelev L'Shoinai is that the Rebbein Shem is Nimlach B'Pamal Yishli. That just like when Odom was created, the Rebbein Shem had to be Nimlach Kviyochel, had to be Nimlach B'Pamal Yishalai. So now when Klal Yisroel is created, when this entity, which is Min HaElyonim, so that's a new creation, a nation which belongs to the Elyonim, so the Rebbein Shem had to be Nimlach. And with whom does it say this time that he was Nimlach? By the lowest of the low, the Kelev, which is all the way at the bottom of the totem pole. If he wasn't Yechratz L'Shainai, that means he says, okay, Rebbein Shem, this is it. I can live with this. I and the rest of your world, with its black holes and with its galaxies and with its comets and their vase, what all those things are, right? It's okay. We can all live with Klal Yisrael like that. Can you ever heard anything like this? So now I'm going back to the Guraria. Lehoiros. Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim Shleimus Metzius Tzuras HaOlam Bichlolay Ad She'af HaKlolvim HaRuchoykim MeMetzius HaOlam She'enon Nechshoven MeMetzius HaOlam. This is where he says these things about the dogs being the lowest of the low. Mikol Mokoy Mipnei Shehoyo Yetzias Mitzrayim Mashlim HaKol. Do you hear what it's saying over here? Did you ever understand that by Seder night when you sat and said to HaGada? That this is the tachlis of the Bria. That the Bria is entering a new stage, which is the stage of perfection, and which we wouldn't have sent the Meraglim, would have been attained when we go into Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chom Tzrichem L'Klei Zayin, and which we gambled away. Mikol Mokom Ifnei Shehoyo Yetzias Mitzrayim Mashlem HaKol Lekach Af HaKlovem Lo Yecherat Ovishvel Zeh Amro Toiro LaKelet HaShlichon HaSoy Sheim Lo Yehoyo HaKelet MeMetzias HaOlam Lo Yehoyso Emeres HaToiro the caliph tashlichun oisai. What does he have to do with anything? He's so low that he's nothing. Omnam lefishu gam kein michlal metzias ha'olam. Lefishu amu la caliph tashlichun oisai. V'zeh. Isn't that something? Kumtach ois, that what I've been trying to get across all the last couple of years ago, and now in the shiurim, this last it's so unbelievable that what is happening by Metzias. So did any of you ever think about that? That the Layechatz Kelev the Shiner means that the Bria is Maskem, that the Elyonim should dwell among them, and everything that happened. So anyway, so in Yitzhak Hashem next week we'll get to the Kriyas Yamsuf, and we'll try and take this even a little further. But in the meantime, I think that this is plenty enough to think about it and to absorb it, and to get this new vision of what Yitzhak Mitzrayim is really about.